Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin, which is situated on our property not far from my house. I get out here and do a lot of my recordings and outdoor riding out here. It's a little bit better setting than being in the house. You can hear some squirrels chattering up in the trees, and occasionally here, about 10 minutes ago, I heard a flock of speckled belly geese come over, and it is definitely that time of year. I bet a lot of you have been deer hunting this past week. Thanksgiving was Thursday, and I know a lot of you ate a lot of turkey, but hopefully you had a chance to get out and get after those whitetail bucks. Now is the primo time to get one of those big bruisers out of the brush. You know, the rut's going on big time right now, and if you want to kill a big buck, I think the next couple of weeks, well, I know, is just primo time to get out there, because that's when the rut's going full swing and the big ones are out moving. You know, I had a chance this week. Well, I spent a lot of time outdoors. I deer hunted around. I've got a place to deer hunt about, oh gosh, a half a mile from this cabin here. Some big, not a lot of deer, but some big bucks come through there. But I want to tell you first about a catfishing trip that I had with David Hansen, a good buddy of mine that's guided down at Lake Tawakoni. Now, Tawakoni is one of the most heralded blue catfish and channel catfish lakes, for that matter, in the country. It's located a little over an hour east of Dallas. And from my house, oh, I can be there in about an hour myself. I live southeast of Dallas, about 50 miles, something like that. But the blue, trophy blue catfish bite starts with the first cold front. Now, David has already caught some 40 up to 55 pound blues, but not with the regularity that's going to be happening about right now. Now's the time when fresh shad drifted on those deep water humps will produce the big ones. So when the water gets cold, the shad pull in tight on those deeper humps, 20 to 35 foot. And guess what? Those old big blues move in there. We caught 22 smaller eater blue catfish from 2 to 6 pounds. Awful good eating. We had 3 gallon Ziploc bags full of fillets. So a fish fry is coming up pretty soon. Now, my deer hunting, I've been passing up a couple of younger bucks, 3.5 year old bucks. I bow hunt a lot with my dart and bows. And I can be in the stand from my cabin here, get on my little electric buggy. It takes me all of about, 15 minutes. I can drive back there and be up in a tree stand. So I have a chance to hunt a lot, and I do just that too. But what I've noticed in the past week, they started out, the young bucks were on the move, and there's quite a few doe in that area. They were chasing doe, just beginning to chase. The doe were on the move. You know how they'll stop and run and stop and run. Well, that's what was going on. But I'm predicting this coming week, where I live, these whitetail deer are going to get in high gear. And what we call the hard rut, the middle of the rut, is going to be kicking in. And that's when those old big boys come out. So I'm going to be spending a bunch of time in my tree stand this coming week with that dart and bow, and hopefully tag one of those big bucks. Now, down here, we've got a lot of hogs. I've, like I say, 25 minutes from my hog stands and from my cabin here. And if I get a buck on the ground, I'm going to try to, then I'll go after hogs. And I may break out my rifle on that I use a Photon night scope. They're pretty economical, about $500 is all they cost. That's pretty cheap for night vision, but I'm going to use my Photon and get out there and try to see if I can get out there and tag one at night. Most of those hogs start moving. Gosh, it's rare to see one before like the last 10, 15 minutes of daylight, up until a couple of hours after daylight. Folks, I have really enjoyed visiting with you this morning. It's about time for me to shut our show down for this week. Do remember catfishradio.com. You can go there and listen to the hour-long show that we do. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.